Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. Well, how do we know the show is live? I was in an accident this morning. Have you heard that on the tape before? It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one big crumbly ball of metal. Like the back of my car. Devotional diamonds of the day. We have personal revelations of my life's insanities. I'll tell you about that. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? Because we're cheap and we don't want to pay.
I need about $3.50.
Yeah, we don't want to pay it.
How about just $2.50?
I don't think we want to pay that either. We're just, you know what? We're not big payers. That's the problem. Also, humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent question. You're never going to get an answer, but an excellent question nonetheless. Review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Have you listened to cable news lately? Oy vey! We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we have a daily double. All right, these are two classics, but I really like them, so I just wanted to bring them back. Is that okay? It's okay to be to return to them when they're really good. That's my theory on that one. Here's the first question. Ready? We're asking life's questions. Here it is. Before inventing the drawing board, what did people go back to? You know, hey, we got to go back to the drawing board. Well, what did you do before there was a drawing board? Just a simple question. Here's the second one, and absolutely one of my favorites, especially if you understand my background. Do you need a silencer if you're going to shoot a mime? That's all I want to know. Do you? Huh? Do you? Huh? Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
You call that a knife? This is a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a spoon.
All right, you win. I see you've played knifey spoony before.
That is such a great clip. We should use that more than once a week. We're doing that thing, living life as a Christian. That thing, your phone calls more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, man, you're listening to the wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, oy vey, and I mean it.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ is brought to you from the Christian Solidarity International Studios.
1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Shane and
Phil.
Hey, Christmas tour.
Christmas tour coming your way.
Maranatha Chapel in San Diego invites you to a very intimate Christmas concert when Phil Wickham joins Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th. And it's free. Yep, a free Christmas concert with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel. Kids at 4 p.m. for a living nativity with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. This event is free. Join Maranatha Chapel and Shane with Phil Wickham on their 2013 Christmas tour on Sunday, December 15th. Go to maranathachapel.org for more details.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. You like that, Sue? You're getting a sound bite while we're doing the thing. That's pretty good. Sue's very own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the home. So when she got involved in the business, she was like passionate. She's like, no way, man. No way. We're not going to have weird stuff, weird chemicals flying all over. So E. coli uses microwave electrogun patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. That's nice. Because, you know, when we drive by the house and there's a tent over the whole house, then we know it's not a jumpy jump. Anyway, here's the deal. $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. The reason is they're doing their 30-year plus. I mean, it's 30 years now, but 30 years and change anniversary. Congratulations to them. $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. It's the number you got to call, or go to E. coli termite, E-C-O-L-A termite, ecolatermite.com. That's 800-332-BUGS. Don't forget, Sue, by the way, has her own show on Saturdays at 4 p.m. right here on KPRZ. Say hello to Sue. Tell her we said howdy, howdy, howdy. Okay. What shall we start with today, my friend? Where shall we go today? Should I tell you what happened to me this morning?
Might as well.
I might as well let you know what
happened.
It's topical. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to talk about that right after I talk about this. We have a birthday that's coming up. We have a birthday. Is it mine? No, we already did mine. Is it my son's? No, we already did my son. Whose birthday is it? It's Ohio State Ron's birthday on Monday. All right. Nice job right there, Robo Paul. So we're going to honor our very own Ohio State Ron. By the way, for those that don't know, if it wasn't for Ron, there wouldn't be people saying bad things about Michigan in the studio. Well, I mean, that's just a fact. Oh, then there'd be no, like, sales. There'd be no production that's actually taking place here. You'd never hear any shows. Nothing would get sold, and everybody would just sit there and look at the radio and hear this. That's static. Did you like that? I made that up. That's static. Listen. What do you think? That's a good static sound. Anyway, here's our top 10 list For famous Rons, you know we do this. For famous Rons, here we go. We're going to start with a good one. A top 10 list. This guy out of Time Cop. Uh-oh. Out of Time Cop. Remember? Number 10, Ron Silver. Remember Ron Silver? Ron Silver. Okay. Number 8, for those that don't remember, Barney Miller, Ron Glass. Ron Glass. Wait, here's a great one. Ready? Number 7. Oh, there's a monster. Number 7, Ron Horshack Palillo. That's a Horshack. Horshack. There goes my monster across the thing. Here we go. Number 6. You'll know this one. Ron Wood, guitarist for the Rolling Stones. And now, Robo Producer, bringing me and opening for me my monster. Thank you, sir. You are a scholar and a gentleman and the only one left. Number 5, Ron Perlman, who played Hellboy plus in the Sons of Anarchy. Get this one. Ready? Ready? Number 4. Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready? I might have skipped one. Doesn't matter. Ready? Ron Paul. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, here's one I like. I know nobody else likes, but I like this. And people can get mad at me all they want. I don't care. Ron White, the comedian. I like Ron White.
Ron White's a funny dude.
Funny guy. Number 3. Let's go to number 3. Ron Burgundy.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Ron Burgundy.
I just said Ron Burgundy. That's amazing. What timing that was. Number 2. Ron Howard. Ron Howard. I don't know which Ron that is. Okay, well, I might have already done. And the number one Ron of all Rons the Rons, and the Rons, Ronald Reagan.
Now watch me do this again. Who wants the wishbone?
Okay, what was that? Ronald Reagan, what can you do? Okay. All right, so Kevin was like, no, somebody else. Who was the other person Kevin wanted? He was like, Ron who, Kevin, who?
Ron Swanson.
Who's Ron Swanson? Did he invent Swanson dinners?
He's from the TV show Parks and Recreation.
Oh, it has to be a show that more than 30 people watch, Kevin. Come on. Oh, give me some suntan lotion. That's a burn. Anyway, here's what happened today. For those that don't know it, Robo Paul checking out, Robo Producer checking in. Here's what happened today, folks. I was driving on the road. Now, for those that don't know, for me driving.
Wait. Slow down.
Okay. Are you gonna find a driving sound?
We have theme music for everything.
Okay. A theme music for everything. What a day this is gonna be. Go ahead. What do you got? Because if it's
Give me 15 seconds.
Oh, go ahead. But you know what? If it's theme music and it has to do with the DMV, this is what it sounds like. Not your number. Right? Because that's what happens in the DMV. And then they'll call your number. 13B. I'm sorry, you're not here fast enough. 14. Rolling. I happen to like Rawhide, so that's a good one. All right, folks, here's what happened. I got on the freeway today. Guess what happens when you go on the freeway?
Mind it, David, you told me the story when you came in, and I thought because I was getting my car back today that you were joking and poking fun at me.
I know you did. You were wrong. California drivers got the best of me today. I was in an accident today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to get into the details because the ongoing accident is in the process of being reviewed. Here's what I can say. My little car, because I don't have a big car. I have a little car. The back end of my car was confronted by the front end of a truck. Ready? My car lost. What do you got to know? The back end of my car and the front end of somebody's truck, I lost. Hey, you know, that's still playing in the background.
I'm aware.
Okay. So I would appreciate everybody's prayers just because I need to have a little prayers for that because I'm struggling a little. Okay, here it is. I got a great Star Trek joke. You want to hear the great joke? This is the best. All right, that's enough of Ryan. Okay. Stop. Hide. Okay, thanks. Great Star Trek joke. You ready?
I am always ready for a Star Trek joke. And I can't buzzer this one even if it's bad.
This is not bad. This actually came from Tom Paris in Voyager, which is why Robo Paul should also listen to this joke, because this is a funny joke right here. Ready? This is Tom Paris. He's talking to the ambassador, one of the foreign, dignitaries they're talking to. And this is the joke. Ready? What did the counselor say to the hologram? Wait, ready?
You're projecting.
McCoy, I'm a doctor.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
You're projecting.
You
That's
like that?
Pretty funny. That's pretty That's funny. I wrote that down right away. People are wondering, was that thing you said about an accident joke? Nope, I need prayer. A little bit of prayer about that. Also, I got something really cool that we're going to talk about when we come back. This is a DDD, kind of. This is not a DDD. When we come back, I'm gonna do the history thing real quickly. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about something that happened to my wife and I today. And the Lord immediately by the power of the Holy Spirit was like, stop that. And so I had to write about it because I always do that. Plus, we got our Facebook. Plus, we got story after story after story. If you don't know it, apparently God is speaking to MSNBC. I'm not sure which God is speaking to MSNBC, but some God somewhere is speaking to MSNBC. Let's make sure we know what's going on for today, though, because we only have a minute before the exit. Today, the presidential address was broadcast on the radio for the first time when Calvin Coolidge spoke before Congress in 1923. In 1973, a short 50 years later, Gerald Ford on the same day was sworn in as vice president, replacing Spiro Agnew. Ready? Today is put your own shoes on day. Wait. Today is what? It's put your own shoes on day. Who wrote that? A 2-year-old? Hey, put your own shoes on day. Okay. And for those that don't know, the most important fact about December 6th, you might not know this. You might have looked in all the annals of history and thought it has to do with the fact that this is the first day of a soccer game, international soccer game in 1873. Wrong. You could think, oh, Shirley Temple, she got married. Wrong. You could think University of Miami, Vinny Testaverde won the Heisman Trophy. Wrong. The most important thing about this day was set in 1983. Ready? 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 A continual whistling record was set for 45 hours and 20 minutes. A person continue. First of all, how do you stay up for 45 hours? Right? A continuous whistling record was set at this date for in 1983, 45 hours. You know that expression, just whistle while you work? Just whistle while you work. You know that one? And that was me whistling, by the way. Hey, that's a nice whistle. I can whistle backwards and forwards. That's the inside whistle. Anyway, remember that whole thing? Well, guess what? That dude had a 45-hour and 20-minute shift. What do you think? Is that good? Okay. We're going to exit, come back. I'm going to talk to you about something that happened. And we're going to go out with Whistle While We Work because why? Whistle while you work. We're crazy. Listen to that. Turn that up. That's great. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, let's talk about life for a second. And as you sweep the room, imagine
that the room is someone that you love. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great, and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience, almost brought to you by the new Mustang Pony GT. Only half the size.
Hi, Vay is Mir. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Was that live, by the way? That was good. I just thought that was really good. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
You are so good at this. It's not even funny.
Even after an accident.
Still got it.
I can still play. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's get a couple things straight. Everybody take a look outside. I don't have to look outside for you. Let me tell you this right now. You see that weather? You see that little blue in the sky? Guess what? In about 5 hours, zip, gone. You know what's going to replace it? Rain. Rain is coming. You know, when rain comes, it's always good to have somebody who has some knowledge of roofing. Guess what we have?
You have Noah running your show.
That's true, too. Oh, that's why I want you to pull. Can you pull up the old spot for Excalibur and for the one we did with the hammer?
You got it.
All right, make sure, because when he comes in, I want to take care of that. A couple things to tell you. Very excited. I'm very excited about a lot of things. But let me say this. I got an email from our very own Judy, and I wanted to kind of give her a shout out because Toys for Joy. And let's take the time to talk about it real quickly. Toys for Joy, Saturday, December 14th, they're doing this drive where they're giving toys, not just toys, they're giving not just hope, not just a presentation of the gospel, but they're serving the people in San Diego community. Word just came out. Listen to this. Word just came out. They're 5,300 toys shy. 5,300, folks, for between now and December 14th. So, one of the things they're doing here for Toys for Joy here at KPRZ If you're a business, now I know there's businesses listening. We happen to know there's a couple of specific shops that listen to us, and we appreciate that. If you donate $1,000 to Toys for Joy, you will receive 20 60-second commercials from KPRZ, fully produced. If you contribute that $1,000, we will give you 20 commercials fully produced. 20 60-second commercials. Make sure you get that. If you want to get more information on that, call the station, which last time I checked, it's 858-535-1210. Get that 1210 connection, folks. And ask for Ron. If Ron's not there, ask for Susie, but primarily ask for Ron. And we will coordinate that so that you can get an opportunity to get not just a blessing for your business, but a blessing where we can bless the kids. Because the event is like right here, folks. December 14th is the event. It's at the Lincoln High School. It's in San Diego. And if you want more information, jump onto KPRZ.com and you can get all the information that you need. Or if you're a business benefactor, we really want you to get a hold of Ron and get that coordinated for your business. Let's take care of that. 5,300. You know what? Just in this audience, in 1 hour, we can do that. In 1 hour. So let's consider that. Okay. What do I got? Like 5 minutes, right? Five or six? Five. What's that? Was that? It was a fist. What is a fist? I got five and a half, six. Six going to five. Five, got to five, 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 six, 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 one, seven, seven, one, seven, one, seven, eight, 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 one. Oh, that's not how they do that? God. How am I supposed to know?
David Spoon, you have 6 minutes.
I have 6 minutes. All right. Let me tell you this little teaching thing. This is life teaching. I'm not calling this a DDD because it's not fair to call it a DDD. The DDD, Devotional Dimes of the Day, are specific teachings that as I'm doing my devotions in the morning, every morning, this is what I'm reading. This is what I'm coming across. Now, unfortunately for most of you folks listening, I'm about 400 deep in DDDs that I haven't shared yet. So I can pretty much pull from anywhere at any time. But that's not what I'm talking about right here. Here's what happened today. I want to be honest. I like talking sincerely. It makes me feel like you guys get it. So guess what happened today? Now, this is what's the day? The day is the 6th, right?
Yeah.
December 6th, right? Guess what happened?
You're talking about besides the accident?
Yeah. Yeah. Besides the joke, what did the counselor say to the hologram? You're projecting. That's funny.
That's just the best.
That is funny. Come on. I got paid today. I don't get paid a lot of money, okay? I mean, it's not, you know, people, oh, you're in radio. You must be loaded. Well, no, people think I'm on the air loaded, and I'm not. And also, people think that I'm getting paid tons of money, and I'm not. This is a labor of love, isn't it? Really? You don't do this because you're making big bucks, do you? I mean, you're not making big bucks, are you?
No.
Well, I have to wait 10 days for you to pay me back a monster? At $2.50?
Yeah, that's your answer.
That's pretty much tells you everything. So here's what happened. I got paid, and so did the wife. It just happened one of the first times we both got paid in the same day, right?
She's a hard worker.
Yeah, she works way harder than I do. All right, so here's the good news. Now, I want to tell you this because I want to be one of those people that kind of shares everything for it. Well, the good news is we can pay most of our bills, okay? We can't pay every single bill. Can't do that, but we can pay most of our bills. So like many of you, we live paycheck to paycheck. Do you live paycheck to paycheck?
I mean, indeed.
Okay, all right. So that's not everybody. And there's no, and we're going to talk about people that do and people that don't. So take a deep breath. For those of us who do right now live paycheck to paycheck with little or no savings right now, for those that are like that, okay, here's what I really got that impression for the Lord. We need to be thankful for where we're at and not complainers. Now, wait. I know there's people that are like, no, Dave, you know, prosperity, rise above. Well, sometimes you get to do that, and sometimes it's Jobinian, and you don't get to do that. Sometimes you get to rise above, and sometimes the Lord says, get off the donkey, you're blind, you're going to follow me, I'm going to tell you what to do. Some days you get to put it away, some days you don't get to put it away. It's not just one financial principle. Really? Jeez, where's that passage? Anyway, the point is, there's times where you go through life, and everybody's gone through this, where you go through, and you go through paycheck to paycheck. But the problem is, for those of us that are doing that, there's a little too much complaining. There's just too much complaining, folks.
There is for me, too. You know, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, we need to be thankful for where we're at and not complaining about where we're not at. Let me give you a passage. Tell me if this resonates. Matthew 6:34 says this, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The teaching is that we need to walk day by day. You can't get away from it. If God sticks an atom bomb up your nose and blows it off tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., hey, your bills are the least of your problems.
Great radio or TV.
Yeah, well, you know, smell-o-vision. Anyway, so the point is, my point is that you got to live day by day and not be a complainer. Now, I also want to address the other side of that because I think it's fair. And it's this. If you're one of the people that has a lot of savings, you got a lot put away, then praise the Lord. Just like people who live day by day and they get their paychecks, praise the Lord. People that have a lot of savings should praise the Lord. And you should be the best stewards that you can be. Here's the passage for you. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 through 18. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, but to put their hope, or not to put their hope in wealth, which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides for everything and for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. So for those that don't have and you're living paycheck to paycheck, praise the Lord. And live day by day and recognize the Lord knows what you need. And for those that have abundance, praise the Lord and be the best steward you can be. Don't complain that you should have more or less or what. Don't do that. Take the position you're in. Do the best you can in it. If the Lord changes it and gives you a chance to get to a different place, awesome. But if he keeps you in a place for a season, praise his name anyway, because the scripture is clear. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nobody rebuked Job for saying that wrong. They rebuked Job later on in the book because he justified himself rather than God. Here's the key. Whether the Lord gives you or whether the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you can walk in that one spiritual truth, you are 99.99% ahead of other people who claim faith. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, wow, I've got a lot of stuff to go over, man. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
For one night only, Jackson & Associates Sports Entertainment Management presents An Evening of Hope with Grammy Award winner and gospel praise powerhouse Israel Houghton and New Breed.
Anybody got a testimony? Do you mind if I just tell my story?
On Friday, December 6th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., An Evening of Hope comes to the historic Balboa Theater with a concert benefiting City of Hope Hospital and Cancer Research Center.
Wait, wait.
Start the Christmas holiday season with an opportunity to come together to honor the memory of loved ones who have been lost to cancer and pay tribute to those who have survived their battles with cancer. For tickets and information, contact San Diego Theaters Ticketing at 619-570-1100. That's 619-570-1100. Or visit Ticketmaster.com.
I've experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County. 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
You've got relatives coming to your house for the holidays and you still have last year's stains on your carpet? How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. Zero Res, by the way, uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green you can drink it. What? Our patented alkaline water cleans better. No one, but no one else has it. Nothing but the best for your family. You've got so much to do for the holidays. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and a free hallway with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. That's 858-486-4100. Or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com for the $99 special.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I have Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, which we appreciate very much, we've been getting some really cool emails. Let me tell you, every time I get an email, and even if it's kind of negative, like, oh, Dave, I wish you would die and fall on Mars. Even to get those, I put them all in a file, and then I pray for all the people that send the email. And for those that wish I would go to Mars, I have to lose more weight. Just send them to David Spoon at KPRZ.com. They can't put me on the rocket ship yet. Oh, but my brother-in-law, you know, he's a rocket scientist. I did tell you that, right? They're doing a new program, something else. They're finding something else in space. Guess what they're going to find? A lot of space. Anyway, you can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and/or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because
you're the man now, dog.
That was a pretty good one, actually. This segment brought to you, as you just heard in the commercials, by our good friends at Zero Res and Brian Holland, who's the owner of Zero Res. They use scientifically proven empowered water. Can we come up with a superhero that's empowered water and it shows water like making a fist? I think that's a good idea. It's safe for pets, kids, allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, professional. They are really good. I mean, that's just the fact. 858-486-4100. 858-486-4100. Here's the dealios. Two rooms, $99. Money-back guarantee, 30-day. You got to love it, money-back guarantee. If you give a can of food to a local food bank, they'll also do up to a 10-foot hallway. No charge. The best thing about Zero Res that I can say is I use them. They're great, completely reliable, totally awesome, and just so much better than the wet and jet kind of people. It's incredible. So very, very happy to have them on the show. All right. You know, there's a part of me that wants to do the news, and there's part of me that doesn't want to do the news. And I don't have to do the news, but there's a couple pieces that I have to do. So every once in a while I do it, so I have to do it. So I'm going to try and do this in sequential order, so don't get mad at me. For those that can't stand the news segments, you should learn to at least appreciate some of it, because you need to know what to be praying for. Here's the latest piece of news. A child has been suspended at a school for using an imaginary bow and arrow. A child was playing with an imaginary bow and arrow. Child has been suspended from school because, one, in school you're not allowed to use your imagination, and two, you're not allowed to use a bow, and three, you're not allowed to use an arrow, and God forbid that child said the word Indian, because then they would send him to juvie. Then he'd be in juvie for the rest of his life. So can't use, forget the bow and arrow. If it was a real bow and arrow, I'd get that, right? You know, you can't bring a bow and arrow to school. You know, young man, give me that knife. You know, you don't want that. Okay. But really? Seriously? It's an imaginary bow and arrow. Yes, but because it's in his mind. Uh-oh. You mean if it's in his mind, then it must be real? Take every person who's a leader in this country, send them to the guillotines, because everybody's mind has got sin in it. If you don't know that, you're not being honest about what's in your own mind. Number two in this story, just as humorous as any other I've ever heard. Ready? Now I'm gonna do a defense here, okay? So I gotta do a two-parter. So I want you to you gotta pay attention just a little to this, because you gotta comment on this. What?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's a knife. That's twice we played. We played that the Simpson one earlier on too. Yeah, we're on a roll. Here it is. Ed Schultz says that God loves the Affordable Care Act. Apparently, Ed Schultz had a seance, and Satan appeared to him. I'm sorry. Did I say that wrong? Okay, so apparently Ed Schultz got together with somebody representing God. The dude doesn't even really believe in God. And if you talk about God, he hates you. But invoking God for your cause. Come on now. That's good strategy.
Ready?
So here's what I wrote, because this is, and I'm gonna actually tag on this going the opposite direction of this story in just a second. So for those of you that are going, just wait, because I'm going the other direction too. So he said, I'll tell you what I think God thinks of the Affordable Care Act, which, by the way, for me to possibly care that Ed Schultz is going to tell me what God thinks, I'm going to comment to that in a second. But he says, if God was looking at Obamacare, if he knew what Obamacare was, he'd give a big amen. First of all, God doesn't give a big amen to anybody, dummy. Okay. Second of all, Jesus often sent people to the doctor. Uh-oh. Wait, hold on. I got to find that verse. Jesus often sent people to the doctor. Okay, let me try that again. God the Father in the Old Testament often sent people to the doctor. Wait, that's not there either. Uh-oh. This could be trouble. It's not that it's bizarre that liberals are invoking Jesus when they hate Jesus. That's not the bizarre part. This is the bizarre part. Wait, this is the line I want you to hear. This is the best line of all. Ready? Ed Schultz talking on behalf of God, listen to this line, is like PETA talking on the behalf of a New York steak. Come on, folks. That's humor. Right there. Ed Schultz talking on behalf of God is like PETA talking on the behalf of a New York steak. Is that a good line? I tell you, that's what you got. That's gold. That's gold. I should sell that line. That's a good line, right? Okay. Now, in the exact opposite direction of what you just heard me talk about, there's a gentleman, a Democrat from Arkansas named Mark Pryor. Have you ever heard of Mark Pryor? He's a Democrat. And he did a commercial, and people are not going to like what you're about to hear. He did a commercial, and he had the Bible open, and he said, I'm not ashamed to say that I believe in God and I believe in his word. And the reason that he did that is because he voted for Obamacare, and he's a Christian. And people are hammering him because he's a Christian, and he's a Bible, but he voted for Obamacare. And the Republicans are shredding him because he believes in Jesus Christ and the Bible, but believes Obamacare was a good idea. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you this, and tell me if I'm wrong, Robo. Tell me if I've done this wrong. I don't have a problem with having health care for people in this United States. That is not my problem. I do not like the system that's in place. I am hoping a better system comes to play, but I am not going to condemn a man for liking Obamacare if he's a Christian. Him and I can agree to disagree. Isn't that, I mean, you see what I'm saying? The difference between that and the last story is Ed Schultz is speaking for God. It's like speaking for a New York steak if you're Peter.
You're mostly correct. The only thing I would amend, and I could be wrong, this is just my opinion, most people that like Obamacare don't know enough about it.
Well, that's true of everybody, including the president. I don't have a problem.
It work for people that are at the extreme poverty line and don't make a whole lot of money. Other than that, it really wrecks a lot of other people's lives.
What I'm not sure, and I think I will say, I give this props to Bill O'Reilly. He talked about the unintended consequences. I think that's a valid point. What's going to happen? How's that going to affect people? I mean, if 29 million people get added to the rolls, but 31 million people go off, that doesn't help.
Yeah, I think you're going to see, by the time this is all said and done, I think you're going to see just as many people uninsured or more than when the whole thing starts.
Yeah, and I hope that, truthfully, I hope that doesn't happen. Here's my issue. The guy is getting hammered because he said, I'm a Christian. And I'm like, that's not the problem. I don't have a problem with that. I don't agree with all the politics. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem if a believer has that. You know, we had Pastor Mike on here. He's a very strong believer in working with illegal aliens so that they can get through the process, not granting a wholesale amnesty. But he has a different point of view on how you approach it. Hey, you know what? No problem, brother.
It's America. Everybody has different points of view.
There's not a problem with that. I have a big problem when Ed Schultz speaks for God. This has gone too far. Again, and if you don't like that PETA analogy, let me give you another analogy. It's kind of like a ballerina explaining to you what a fist fight is in hockey. Probably not going to work. Probably not making a connection. Or it's more like a Gentile, no offense to you people who are non-Jewish, telling me what a Jewish life is like. Like, I don't think so. Like, it doesn't work that way. Wait. Hi, we're PETA. We're going to tell you all about a New York steak. How are you going to do that? You've never had one. Anyway, the point is, I don't care if people have they want it. Okay, let's have a regular discussion, agree to disagree, try to come to a conclusion, fine. Don't tell me what God does or doesn't like. If you want to be like Jesus, instead of talking about food stamps, go pray for people. Go pray that they'll get healed. Go take the two fish and the five loaves, or the five loaves of the two fish. You know, I always get that mixed up. I don't know what the deal is with that. I'm pretty sure it's two fish and five loaves. Yeah, loaves and fish. Okay, he wasn't doing a lot. He was loaving around. Anyway, so the bottom line of that is Jesus prayed for it, multiplied it, fed everybody. He didn't ask for food stamps. That's right. He asks for your heart. You give 100% or you don't come in. You don't like it? Don't come in. There you go. I'm so tired of that stuff.
Your toast is ready.
By the way, a fish sandwich, always good, right? It's good. And it's Friday. You can get them at McDonald's. Anyway, that's why they invented those for the people in the Catholic Church, because they couldn't eat meat or something on Friday, so they made the fish sandwich. Hey, Ray Kroc was no dummy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, and I hope that's all the news we do for the entire day right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're looking at today's Facebook post, 'cause it's a doozy.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Shane and Phil.
Hey, Christmas tour.
Christmas tour coming your way.
Maranatha Chapel in San Diego invites you to a very intimate Christmas concert when Phil Wickham joins Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th. And it's free. Yep, a free Christmas concert with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel. Kids at 4 p.m. for a living nativity with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. This event is free. Join Maranatha Chapel and Shane with Phil Wickham on their 2013 Christmas tour on Sunday, December 15th. Go to maranathachapel.org for more details.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Cowbell. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you know what? I forgot to tell you. You know what city we're in? Did I tell you? We're in San Diego.
No, you forgot to tell me.
I forgot to tell you. San Diego, California. You know, that's the city we're in, dude. And if you look outside...
Lower your voice, Dave.
You know, if it's lower, how much lower?
Do you want me to go? San Diego.
Oh, San Diego, is it?
San Diego.
Is San Diego the greatest place?
San Diego.
Is it better than Cleveland?
San Diego.
Are we hoping the Chargers do better?
San Diego.
Are we hoping they win a game?
San Diego.
They can do it because we live in San Diego.
San Diego.
It's better than other cities.
Well, all amps are louder. Because, you see, ours, normally, an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11. All the way up, they're louder.
San Diego.
That's a good one, dude. That is funny. Robo producer, honor roll. Robo Paul, Robo producer this week. What is with you guys? One hour stretch, I thought you guys checked out. But outside of that, for 9 hours, you guys have been spot on. Is that a word, spot on?
It is now.
It's spot on. Because if you say spot off, that's like a commercial for something.
Stain remover.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Looking at today's Facebook post, that's why we did the R&B music. Listen to this. This comes out of Psalm 19, verse 7. 19 verse 7. I'm going to jot that down for those that are listening. For those that are driving in your car, please don't text this. In fact, if you're driving in your car, please don't text. Or at least don't text, drive behind me and smash into my car. Thank you. Psalm chapter 19 verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring life. Ooh, listen to that. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring life. Now, here's the Facebook post. You ready for the post? This is kind of cool. I wrote, sometimes, now you'll get this one, sometimes we need to shut down our vocal subroutines. Sometimes we need to shut off our vocal subroutines and just get into his word. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring life. And every once in a while, you know what you need to do? I'm serious, and I know people aren't going to like me. Believe me, Corporate Salem, not going to like what I'm going to say right now. Every once in a while, you got to shut the radio off. You got to shut the television off. You got to shut the internet off. You got to shut your cell phone off. You got to lock the door. You got to pull down the window shades. You got to maybe crack a fire or whatever you want to do. And you got to sit down and open up the Word of God. And as you open up the Word of God and recognize that the same breath that went into Adam is the same breath that goes into that book, you open up that book and you say, Lord God, author of this book, right now, breathe on me. And that same breath that went on Adam and gave him, turned him from mud to man, can change your life from dull to roar. That same word, that same book, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring life. You feel like you need a little restoration? Then shut down all the other things around you. Take a few moments, open up the Word of God, and ask Him to breathe on you His wondrous, wonderful Word. I'm going to tell you right now, when I first wrote this post, I almost put this in. I should have put this in, but I didn't. I didn't have the space. I almost put, stop doing other things and put your BFN, in the Word. You know what BFN stands for? Gonna guess? Here we go. Ready? Big fat nose. Stop doing all these other things and get your BFN in the book so that the Lord can restore you through the fresh breath of His Word and let it fill you. And you don't have to read for an hour. Man, if you read one thing and it strikes you, hold on to it. Meditate about it. Think about it. Enjoy it. Rejoice in it. It's the Lord restoring your life through His holy word. Isn't that awesome? Yes, it is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a surprise guest coming to the studio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.